Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I are going to be running through our ideal, most perfect week. But it's also going to be realistic because we didn't want to make this like, oh, if like in my perfect world, I would be a millionaire and didn't have to work.
I always find those kinds of questions really hard. Because yeah. It's like, I feel like you always want what you don't have. And like that could be a million and one different things. So like coming up with like, what is like the perfect week in the world for me is like, well, I don't know, because I do that, you know, once, and then maybe I want to do something else. I don't know. Like, there's not one specific place I'd want to be, or...
I feel like I am envisioning, like, just, like, oh, it's a Monday. What is, like, my most perfect Monday? And then we're just going to do that for every day
I know.
Of the week.
I was saying, like, the typical, like, what's your perfect week look like is a hard question.
Yeah. That's why you break it down day by day. I got this idea from watching the Broski Report, or listening, I guess. She did like her perfect summer day or something. So that's what inspired me for this episode. Before we get into the bulk of the episode, we like to do our weekly spotlight, talk about something good that happened this week, and just catch you up on books and stuff, of course.
That little just segment that happens. Like, ends up becoming sometimes half the episode.
It shouldn't be this week. So what is your weekly spotlight?
I think, granted, I could be forgetting something else, but since getting back from vacation, we've really been kicking it like full speed ahead for our basement. And today, painting, I think, is officially done. And it was annoying because it's like, obviously we've had like the bulk of the basement painted, but it was like all those annoying things that were kind of like, oh, later, like we have to do like a last minute touch up
like
round
a second
anyways.
Coat or...
And finally, I think, it's all done. The stairs, like really close to like the carpet, that's all painted. The trim, the baseboards are touched up again. The cable cover has been painted. So,
the projector's been installed.
Projector
itself, we have to do the screen later this week.
I'm excited for the next basement episode to go up because we're gonna, hopefully, anyone who is like kind of, I'm not sure where you guys are going with this.
I feel like, I mean, it's going to take like the full reveal before you can really like say if you love it or hate it. And like at that point, fine. You can love it
Fair
or hate enough. It. But we like don't have like any extra like lighting stuff mm-hmm. in the basement yet. And we haven't really fully decided what or where lighting is going. But let the record show, we are going for like a dark, moody vibe. The overhead lights are really not intended to be on
mm-hmm.
unless like we like, need extra light yeah. for something. The vibe is like, oh, like
we're in a movie theater,
chill, like low
we're in a movie
key
theater,
just enough light to kind of find your way around.
that's the vibe
we're going for. My weekly spotlight, I think, is specifically getting like the wall up, specifically the fact that I didn't have to help with it.
Yeah.
I was working a shift on Saturday, so I just gotta come back and it was up.
When this video, like the video will be up in, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks probably. Sorry for like the delay, but that's just, we already have other videos planned to go up different days. But I think I recorded like a fair amount. And like if we had, there was one piece specifically, because like you install them in pretty small sections. There was one piece specifically where it was like, the wall we chose to do this on was like, the wall that also had like the steps to go up to the landing, and then also that means the ceiling kind of goes up a little bit too. There were some different shapes going on the top and bottom of this specific piece, but me and my dad, he's the one who helped me install it, took our time, measured things out twice, and then
measured
really
twice.
Didn't make any mistakes. So
measure twice,
here, please
cut once, that's what they say.
Yeah, I said that a couple times when we were working on it because we did not want to mess up.
Yeah. So that's kind of the exciting basement update. We've got like a lot of things ordered. Couch is supposed to be coming this week.
Yes.
We got some like lighting stuff. We do have, I guess, like the lights that we want going above our pictures coming up. I need to order the art prints that I think we've officially decided on.
Our idea.
Mom, if you're listening, you gave us those maps forever ago at this point. I don't remember when you got them.
We haven't had a place to put them.
One of them will be finding its home in the basement. It matches decently well.
We do have a base or a bathroom down there that we don't know. We think the breaker is broken, so we need someone to come look at it because right now, like,
the doesn't work.
The bathroom's operational, but, like, first of all, Sierra and I, like, we never went in the basement. Yeah. We were never using that bathroom. I haven't used it
once. So we didn't even know that the light didn't turn on until we started working in the basement. So
we need to get that in operating order and just, like, spruce stuff enough to make it not, like,
scary,
dingy and scary to go in and use that bathroom. That's, you know, going to be, like, a right before we have our first hosting, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra's dream is to, first of all, have the inaugural movie is going to be The Iron Claw. Sierra's going to rent it. And then Sierra would like to see if we could host March Madness, like, a game before it's over.
Yeah. Because I know, like, I feel like other people are feeling like, oh, like, I'm hosting March Madness this day.
Like,
I want to be in the rotation.
See one of our first episodes of the year. We want to be hosting more this year, so we've done that with Book Club now.
When Bridgerton comes out.
Book Club is Bridgerton this next Sunday. Ooh. When does it come out?
April or May?
I love Bridgerton. I forget about it. Like, it goes completely out of my mind.
Off the radar.
And then it comes, like, the next season comes on.
Remember when everyone didn't
like
season 2?
I'm curious to see what I think of the season.
I love season 2. But I feel like it was a slow start, and then I was like, you know what? I love the slow burn. I love the, you know, enemies to lovers. And so now season 2 is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be hard-pressed to have season 3 be my favorite, just because I don't really like Penelope anyways. I haven't read the books, but I just don't really like her that much. And I also think it's going to be interesting because, like, she's, you know, the spoiler, if you haven't watched Bridgerton yet or read the books, but she's the, you know, Lady Whistledown. She's going to write about herself or what?
I don't know.
Book update.
Oh, no. I was like, is there anything
else? Book update.
I finished Crooked Kingdom. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. I enjoyed it. I just kind of, like, wish, and it sucks because it's just a duology. I almost feel like there should be, like, a third book because I feel like what I've determined about the series is, like, it's, there is, like, romantic elements, but, like, not really. And I feel like there is an actual, like, development of said romantic relationships. And the series is over now. Like, that's it. So I just kind of was wishing for more in that sense.
Some closure.
And so, I mean, I would still recommend it. I thought it was still plenty interesting. But it wasn't, like, the romanticity that I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I read 2 novellas. It's the, what do they call it? Like, the not-so-meet-cute whatever that novellas that, right. Kindle Unlimited did with, like, a bunch of different romance authors. Because I was planning on reading Swift and Saddled as my in-between before I go into Iron Flame, which Maggie was telling me she wanted me to go and read
and
it.
She started ACOTAR. So.
And so Sierra decided she was going to read that, and she stole it from me. And so, like, I didn't want to start.
I read it in 2 days, so chill.
I know, but I was just like, and sometimes I take reading breaks, but, like, I was very much just like,
I know, Megan was like, what are you doing? I was like, don't read right now. Like, don't read tonight.
There was nothing I wanted to, like, scroll and look at on my phone. I didn't want to watch YouTube. Like, I just wanted to read, and I wanted to just read, like, my cute little romance book.
I was like, Megan, chill and don't read for one night. And she just couldn't help it.
Anyways, so what I did instead was I read 2 of those, because they were both very quick. They're obviously novellas, but, like, one was 100 pages, but, like, half of it was, like, text emails. So, like, it was really quick for, like, the first half. The second half was more of, like, a regular story. And that was, what was the first one? The Exception to the Rule by Christina Lauren. And if you want, just, like, it literally takes, like, an hour of your time. It was such a fun, cute read. I rated it 4 out of 5 stars. And I'd recommend. And then after that, because I still wanted something to read before I was, like, falling asleep, the second highest rated one was Abby Jimenez, the worst wingman ever. That's what that one's called. And that one was, like, fine, cute, but, like, it didn't blow me away or anything. So I gave that one 3.5 out of 5 stars. And I have just started Swift and Saddled. I'm only, like, 30 pages into it. But, of course, I'm enjoying it. Loving it. I have to get reacquainted at first with him. Like, who are these characters? Who's who? What's the relationship between all of them? I think I've got my bearings now.
I finished Golden Sun. You guys heard me talking about it last week. I felt stupid. Crazy ending. I'm undecided as to whether or not I will, like, finish the last book in the trilogy. I feel like I almost feel inclined to just, like, you know, finish it. I read 2 out of 3. And then I, as of right now, probably wouldn't continue on to, like, I know there's 2 other books within the same universe. I don't know if I would continue on to those. But maybe someday I'll get closure on the series if I read Morningstar. The ending was pretty crazy. But yeah, I still feel like there's that disconnect for me where I'm just like, I do like a...
It's something that like everyone else is enjoying and loving and just like...
I was like, are you guys confused a little bit? I do a reading journal. I have a reading journal on Notion that I'm doing for each of the books that I'm reading this year.
It's a template that I got from BookTuber Just Allie. And so
essentially like you can mark the books that you've read each month, give them rating, say their genre, and then there's a thing for like saying your thoughts, like favorite quote. And one of the things that you're supposed to fill out for each of the books is like a question you'd ask the author. And so for Golden Sun, I said something to the effect of like, did you explain this stuff that I never like realized like we talked about this, or was I just supposed to like know what this meant? Like, when did you say what all of this was? Like, what's a rip wing? I still don't know. I'm just confused. So that's where we landed on that one. And then, like Megan said, I read Swift and Saddled, a very quick read. It's cowboy romance.
Do you have any thoughts on, like, Swift and Saddled versus Done and Dusted?
I feel like they're very, like, very similar radar. Maybe I liked Done and Dusted a little bit more. But, like, both books had me, like, giggling, kicking my feet. Like, I was just... I like that... I can't remember all of the plot points for the first book. But I liked that there's not, like, this big... conflict within the characters. Yeah. Of like, there is a little bit, but like it gets resolved very quickly. And so I just like it was, you know, a nice easy read, low stakes. Love the covers.
Very cute.
And now I am currently reading A Court of Silver Flames. Is mm-hmm. that what it's called?
Yes,
I was like Iron Flame, Court of Silver Flames, last ACOTAR book for now. And I just needed to get this. I mean, I act like it's, like, a dread to read this.
It's just one of the ones where it's, like, I do feel like people are, like, usually if you're, like, not powering through ACOTAR, like, this one waits a while.
Yeah. And so I decided to read this one because I am no longer doing the book video. Like, I finished my, you know, 5-star read. So I don't have that hanging over my shoulder of, like, I need to get a book done. And then ultimately, I just really want to be able to read Throne of Glass or start that, like, whenever I want to. And I'm trying to adhere to the recommended reading order of doing all of ACOTAR first. Although technically I have seen some people say to read all the way through ACOTAR except for A Court of Silver Flames. Read all of Throne of Glass. Read the first book or two of Crescent City and then read Silver Flames for whatever reason. And then read the last one. But I'm not doing that.
It's because, I mean, I'm like, I have thoughts. I know. I have thoughts.
I have a theory of why that might be. But
we shall... It's going to be like a year before I like actually like fully get
forever
through this.
I'm really curious to see. I have like this inkling in my head that I'm not going to like the Crescent City series.
I'm trying to go in like as open-minded as possible. Honestly, to all the rest of her books because I'm like, there's obviously
I think I'm going to love Throne of Glass though. Like, I don't know why I feel.
I'm just worried I'm not going to be able to like let go of ACOTAR, but I'm trying to focus more on the forefront in my mind of like, there are people who loved ACOTAR and then say they read Throne of Glass and that's their favorite. And I'm kind of like, mm-hmm. why should I deprive myself?
Yeah, why can't that be?
Of wanting to love something even more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to go in as open-minded as possible.
Me too. In theory, like, I love the movie Zootopia and I see so many people compare Crescent City to Zootopia. Like, what's that one thing of, like, you saw a funny TikTok of someone saying, like, when the book gets too hard to read, so you just watch the movie and with someone turning on Zootopia instead. So... Maybe I love it.
That's it for book updates.
But we went on vacation. I'm killing it for my reading this month. I'm on book 7. Finishing book 7. Working good on book 7. Because I technically started A Court of, or what is it? The Serpent and the Wings of Night.
I also, speaking of books, this is just hearsay. But as huge Emily Henry fans, and we are highly anticipating any and all info we get on the movie adaptations, there's mumblings of Paul Mescal possibly playing Gus.
Can totally see it.
If that's the case, oh my god,
then he's my new perfect
TikTok
patient.
Of someone, like someone on TikTok was like explaining their theory of like the two leading people that they were suspecting, and then Sierra was like, he would be my new hyperfixation, like, because we're not like obsessed with him right now, but like, no. I totally, if he's white boy of the month, I get it, like I have no complaints, but like I haven't seen him in action really.
I watched his chicken shop date.
I did too.
Video.
He seems like a charming and endearing guy, but like, I don't know that I've seen anything with him in it.
I don't think
I've thought about watching Normal People, but I've never read the book, and I don't really know that if I care to read the book. So I'm like, do I care to watch the TV show? I don't know. But yeah, I wish like all these like book to movie adaptations that I care about, why are they moving so slowly?
It's because the writer's strike. Or the actor's strike. I don't know, both of them.
When does It Ends With Us come out?
Never. God.
I think it's like July 9th,
actually. I know I'm going to see that movie, but like, I just know it's going to like do what The Hating Game did, and I'm going to be like, I like this book. That's embarrassing. Or, like, there's going to be a plot point that's probably like very true to the book, and I'm going to be like,
21st.
I'm going to be like, that was in the book?
The Hating Game movie almost, maybe it did ruin The Hating Game, the book, for me. And I like, rated that 5 stars.
Spoiler for The Hating Game, when he's like, this is your eye color. Like, I painted my walls your eye color. And you're like, oh.
To be honest, I thought that was weird in the book, yeah, too. I was like, what? Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Yeah. Project Hail Mary. I have no freaking clue when that movie's coming out.
I actually am not going to say what I was going to say.
To me?
No, I was going to say something about something, like a trailer for something else we saw on Netflix.
Oh.
But I'm actually not going to.
Okay. So, should we get into our perfect week? Is there anything else you need to dive
into? I think we're good to roll.
Okay. So, we're going to start on Monday, even though technically the week starts on Sunday. I don't abide by that. And no one does. So, it's Monday. We're just counting this as like a work week. Like, we don't have any days off. It's just, we're working. We're in Des Moines. So, first of all, I like to say, set the time of year. Because I can't do that.
Summer.
It's summer.
It is summer.
Having worked, you know, all of last summer, I'm like, summer can still feel like summer, even when you're working. Okay, so it's Monday. What do I always look forward to on Mondays?
Mondays are our designated trivia night.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that just kind of stays true throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And as it gets nicer, like, the place that we go to, you can do trivia inside or outside. I mean, if it's nice out, I'll sit outside. Sometimes it gets too hot and you're like, I gotta go inside. But like, the vibes are good no matter what. Usually get food there. They updated
it's
their
nice
menu.
To, you know, not have to make dinner, you know, and say I'm getting food out tonight.
So I would probably get, like, a taco platter that we'd share. Haley and Ashton could come.
Always
we actually them. Just like, side note, because Haley and Ashton, they like will come to trivia occasionally. We'll usually invite them. But they're kind of, you know, on or off. How's
like,
Henry doing?
The only people who are really tried and true is it's me and Sierra.
Yeah, it's us. We're in the trenches. But Ashton just finished up. He's an actuary, if you guys didn't know. He just finished up a ton of exams that he had to do to get, like, fully credentialed or whatever. I'm sure Haley's going to say, that's not the right terminology.
He got his FSA.
But now he doesn't have to study anymore. And so they told us that they're going to try and come to trivia more
like
often.
He's going to start reading now. Back to books for a second. This man picks, him and Haley decide they're going to read a book together. And he tells us after the fact, because I had to know, how'd you decide on this book? He has a good reads. I saw a book he was reading, and I see Haley's also reading it. And I have not read this book. I've seen it on Book Talk. But he picked The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. And I was just like, never in a million years would I have been like, this will be out of all the books in the world that we've gifted him, that
he's
are similar
seen,
to books
that we've maybe recommended.
Maybe this one? But he said he was scouring Amazon, you know.
Read the synopsis.
Reviews and stuff like that. And, like, granted, it's a very popular book. And
it has good reviews, honestly.
I just
have heard, like, mixed opinions.
I've seen, again, mixed opinions on.
Like, people either love it
bad,
or they hate it.
And all I can really gather is, like, it seems like an emotional read. And I don't know if that seems like something I would have pictured him choosing. Nonetheless.
Anyway. I'm excited to hear you guys' thoughts.
Maybe they'll convince me to read it.
Anyway, so last week they came to trivia, and like, they've come on and off like since he's been studying, but like, you know, this was like, I think the first or second time he was coming where they're like, actually, technically, they invited us.
True.
So we had gone to trivia last Monday. And then on Thursday, there's a different place that does trivia that we go to sometimes. And Haley and Ashton invited us to go to that one. And so we're there, we're talking, you know, kind of like saying, oh, like maybe this can be like a more like permanent fixture.
Yeah.
Of like doing trivia, like you guys actually coming.
We always kind of joke around a little bit with like, we need to, because we do so poorly oftentimes. It's like, we gotta do some better work studying and figure our stuff out.
And so, and this also like, so then, was it that night, I think?
Yeah.
Later that night, group chat, me, Megan, Haley, Ashton. Ashton sends a group chat. I'll actually just pull it up and read it. And this is funny because like Ashton doesn't really like do a lot of texting. And so like, it was funny that he was the one that implemented it. So he said, trivia game plan. I will memorize all major league sports teams' names and locations. Probably also country names and locations.
Also, him doing sports, I feel like I could almost like, let me do that.
Okay.
But he called it. So
Haley wants her specialty to be TV shows and popular movies. Do either of you want to take on a specific category? Obviously outside of anatomy and chemistry. Thank you for the
recognition. Pat on the shoulder.
I will say, every time we've had an anatomy one, we've gotten it right. So
I am giving myself, although I have not done any quote-unquote studying yet, I'm going to try and do pop culture-y type of stuff. Starting with like
Awards shows.
Like Oscars, award shows, Broadway maybe too.
Grammys.
Like getting into
like look into plays and like musicals and stuff.
So I'm going to start there.
I haven't decided what my category is going to be yet. Because initially I like did a quick skim of his text. And Megan and I have like in the past, which was like a couple months ago, I've been like, oh, I'm going to like look into geography. And like just try and memorize like countries, where they're at, maybe what their capitals are. And so I had said that. And then like I rewrote my text and saw Ashton said he wanted to do geography. I might, you know, delve in a little bit. You know, we can all do some more geography. But I haven't decided what my specific niche is going to be.
It does make you like wonder though, those like trivia geniuses, like
what do they do?
How do they know literally everything?
I feel like, I mean, the groups that really kill it, they have a lot of people. And so
they're like multiple generations, usually.
Multi-generational geniuses. Some of the group names that we always play against.
And they all.
And that helps you because, you know, you got knowledge spanning decades.
I got nothing.
Right.
Anyway,
back to what we were talking about.
I was like, what's the episode about? What are we talking about?
So let's say like typical, I wake up. I just like do a brief run through of my morning because it's all probably going to be like the same for Monday through Friday. With the exception of when I work out versus when Megan works out. But I typically will wake up with Vegas. In my dream world, Vegas does not wake up at 5 a.m. He wakes up at 6 a.m. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I wake up at 6 a.m. with Vegas. We go for a walk. I feel great. Well rested. Amazing. I listen to a podcast episode. It's either Buried Bones, Sword and Scale, or, I mean, it can be anything. I'm happy listening to whatever. Dateline, Match Made in Manhattan. I'm not picky. We come back. It's like 6:40 right now. I relax on the couch for a little bit. In Vegas, like Russ, he relaxes. He's not whining. And then I pretty much chill until 7:15. Then I get ready and head out around 7:45. That's for Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. What is your Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning?
I try to get myself up to work out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. So I try to get up around 6. I had already packed my bag the night before, so I just got to change, brush my teeth. Maybe I'm doing breakfast on the go here. On Wednesdays, typically, I'll do a Starbucks order. And then I go do a workout. I'm trying to make it so that I'm more consistently doing, like, upper body day on like Mondays, leg day Wednesdays, and then Friday finishing off, kind of giving myself a smooth sail with the last morning workout of the week by doing 12:30, although it has not been 12 for me since I started incorporating this again, because 12 is too hard. It's been more like an 8:30, but in my mind I'm like, oh, this is 12:30. And then I get to read my book when I'm doing that. I have been having to wash my hair more like on those gym days rather than like other days, so hot tub time has been less, but we do what we can and we make it work. Then I go to work. That's my morning. But I kind of like vibe with, you know, if I'm doing my hair, I put my AirPods back in. Usually I'll do a podcast episode. Sometimes it'll be music. Sorry if you can hear Vegas, but like we're just rolling with it. I don't think his Kong is picking up on the microphones. I hope it's not. Is what I'm saying. This is the first podcast we've recorded with him here. Present.
In like in 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, because usually we try to do it on Mondays, or not Mondays. Sunday. We try to do it over the weekend where like our mom is nice and like he'll have like a little play date with our mom's dogs. But his play date over the weekend was
Saturday.
My dad and like I did hours. Our wall because I was like, Sierra was working. I was like, he cannot be here for like 6 hours while we're doing this. Because he'd have to be in his crate and it was just going to be like, it would have been a lot. And so we felt bad.
I preemptively, before we recorded our podcast, took him to Paws and Pines, the dog park, to wear him out. He'd be okay right now.
He'd be okay. Although, like, I kind of thought he'd, like, literally pass out and fall asleep.
Right?
Anyway. It is, like, his bedtime at this point. So, this is a late one for us, guys. We're late night in the studio. It's 9 o'clock.
Typically, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, when I'm watching Vegas in the morning, my breakfast consists of my little homemade breakfast sandwich, and it's not my Starbucks breakfast sandwich. I've honestly been doing a pretty good job of cutting that down to like once or twice a week, which is good for me compared to like what it was. You and I used to be like getting it every morning
for clinicals. It was like, this is my reason for living.
So
Starbucks breakfast,
gotta shout myself out when I can. I have gotten down to quite a bit lower, so I just do like a bagel, scrambled egg in the microwave, rip a piece of bacon in half, and then put one half of it on each side, and
there you go.
Works okay. And like, it's been like, I do look forward to it. I even made it like when I came home after work one of these days this week, just because I was like, you know what, I don't want a breakfast sandwich. And then I'll do one of those like V8 strawberry lemonades.
I love those things.
I have like two a day, good or bad, I don't know, but I have it for breakfast pretty much, and then strawberry I have it for lemonade. Lunch.
And like, I remember, because I used to always be trying, like, drink alternatives, like, soda specifically. There's, like, the Olipop. There's, like, Zevia. There's a lot of different
Poppy.
Coke alternatives. And literally none of them taste good. They're all lying to you. They taste bad. And so, when we were trying to, like, when the only other drink I liked was a strawberry acai refresher from Starbucks, and I was like, okay, well, I can't keep buying this every single day. We did find like an imitation thing, and then like to be honest,
they don't even sell
that
at Hy-Vee anymore. The strawberry like aguas frescas thing.
I just kind of got lazy and was like, I just want like
to a crack something open,
grab and go. And so I think I just like saw that at the grocery store one day, and like we tried it, and like been buying it ever since.
Mm-hmm. We get two cases when we go grocery shopping. It lasts us a week, and buy two more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We both done with our morning.
Yeah. So now we're focused on after work.
Yeah. So Monday specifically. I mean, I usually, it's like every day of the week, I try and go on a walk with Vegas at least a mile, sometimes two if I'm home a little bit early. I would say this is like just general for like work is obviously kind of, you know, boring, but we're including it. I like if I can get, you know, a half day surprise at some point in the week.
That. Especially if we're talking about like, oh, it's summer. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, if there's any day of the week where it's like, oh, it's a shorter day, especially if it were to be like both of us are kind of like, oh, hey, like kind of looking like a shorter day, I'd be like automatic beach day. So that'd be like at any point during this week a given.
Mm-hmm.
If
ideally possible. Tuesday or Wednesday, because we got plans on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so walk with Vegas, obviously this might gonna be my first summer with a dog, and so hopefully I can try to incorporate, you know, bring Vegas along as able
along for the ride.
But we're also gonna be like kind of, you know, going back to like last year what I did for my ideal day, which may or may not be possible with Vegas. Who knows, we'll see,
find out.
Okay, so Monday we said trivia, got our walk in with Vegas. Anything else for Monday that would make it a great day? Nighttime routine in bed upstairs, 9 o'clock ish. Monday's later because trivia gets done at 9, so we get home at like 9:30. Vegas is up with us until 10-ish. That's, you know, not ideal, but I can't change the time.
Mm-hmm. Then I don't get as much reading yet, or at least I'm like, I shouldn't.
Right. It's a double-edged sort of like, you're like, I shouldn't read. I should go to bed because I'm going to be mad because I'm going to be tired in the morning. But then you're like, I want to read.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Morning. Flipped. Megan watches Vegas. And then I go work out. Do you have anything you wanted to highlight in your ideal morning with Vegas?
I feel like there's like a me ideal versus like a Vegas ideal.
And they are not the same.
If I'm fully rested, I have...
I mean, this is like, again, I want Megan to walk Vegas in the morning. She doesn't always, which is fine. But this morning, you guys are both passed out. Vegas didn't even get up when I left. I know.
So I don't have an issue with taking him on a walk in the morning if I'm well rested. Then I like being up early as well. Sometimes I'll do a little bit of reading. Kind of nice
walking in the morning.
Yeah. And if I do like a little bit of reading, I like feel really good if I get some reading done prior to work. Because I'm like, look at me doing things with my morning, what I want to do. But on the other hand, I do also kind of like to sleep in a little bit. And it's nice to feel like I can do that like before work still. So sometimes I'll come down. If he's whining, then I'll bring like my own pillow and blanket down to the couch and sleep with him from like 5:30 until like today we did like 7 o'clock, and he slept with me on the couch. And yeah, it's kind of like the in-between of like he's crate trained, but he also like when he wants to get up in the morning, he wants to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And like, to be fair, he sleeps for, you know, 8 hours, like 9 to 5 a.m. roughly. We just don't sleep from 9 to 5 a.m. We try to go to bed around 10 or 11, and then I get up at 6. He doesn't follow the schedule. Yeah. So, but I'm like, I need my nighttime, like, reading time. So, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Okay. Tuesday, I guess there's anything gym-related that I want to talk about. I have a pretty similar routine to Megan. Like, loosely, we'll try to do, like, an arm day or a leg day, or is it a run day that I do, like, once a month? Is it a list day where I do 12:30 and try to read a little bit? Like, I have a pretty fluid workout schedule. Still trying to do, like, that progressive overload and, like, keep track of my weight and stuff. But, like, I kind of vibe with, like, whatever I feel like working out that day. I usually do shower and wash my hair every morning that I'm at the gym. Which is weird because I feel like I don't really shower, like, in my own bathroom as much. Like, especially, like, I don't wash my hair, I feel like, in my own bathroom. Yeah. That's mostly my morning. Sometimes I'll get Starbucks. Usually I try and do that just, like, once a week, maybe. Otherwise, what I've been doing for my breakfast on days where I go to the gym is having one of those, like, Special K, like, strawberry 100-calorie, like, things. It almost looks like a strawberry Pop-Tart. Those are good. Okay, so Tuesday after work, let's say Tuesday's our beach day. We both got done early, like 2 or 3 o'clock, shortened schedule, and say, okay, beach day.
This is when we take our little beach chairs, our beach umbrella,
our little
tote bags, our books or our Kindles.
Some snacks.
We got our cooler. Like, we are set for our beach day. Don't usually do any swimming.
Yeah.
We're kind of just like a hang out on the beach.
Read or like, yeah. AirPods podcast kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Stay there for like 1 or 2 hours, and it's kind of nice, like, in the depends on the day obviously, but like fifth UV index is never like too crazy where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get burnt,
right? Yeah.
So just nice, like, to feel the warmth on your skin
and to be like, it's summer and
here I am. Here I worked today.
Yeah,
when I'm done,
it's
working,
really nice. It's nice. Wednesday. Let's say it was kind of a full day.
Okay.
After work,
what are you doing? Picture Wednesday being a, like, let's stay in, order food kind of night.
Mm.
Or, like, pick up food.
I love, and, like, don't get me wrong, I love going to restaurants too, but, like, I love bringing food just back home.
And Meg and I, we have been in our Raising Cane's era. We've
been doing that. Lately. Sometimes we'll do takeout from, like, a Mexican restaurant. Been doing a lot of Raising Cane's though.
Yeah.
And Bebops, granted,
not as often.
The first time I tried Raising Cane's, which was like a couple years ago, I didn't hate it, but I was also like, I think I like Chick-fil-A better. And I just was like, I didn't foresee myself really like wanting to go back there versus like somewhere else. And then we tried it again like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. They opened up one closer to us.
And it's like that toast really gets ya.
It's like, it, you start all with the toast, good,
but
you get the toast and the little special sauce, and you switch between the fries and the chicken. It's good. I love it.
So Siri even was like, and granted, like, we've been getting it more than Chick-fil-A, but, like, that might be the new chicken place, the top tier.
And so if we order food in, like, what are we watching?
Here's the issue is, like, I've been watching nothing.
Yeah.
The Eras Tour.
Yeah, that's what we've been watching lately. It's our, because, like, my
I foresaw this. Reading. I knew this was going to happen when and it so came out.
Before the Eras Tour.
You were the first one to put it on.
Before the Eras Tour came out, we have been so, like, not really watching anything. Like, we'll put Monk on sometimes. Like, we need our background shows or, like, background
I don't
sound
like,
or video.
Like, I do read in silence, but, like, I do kind of, like, if I think about it, to, like, put something on.
I move in silence. I don't read in silence. And so we've been, like, the type of people that would put, like, the cozy cafe ambiance jazz music vibe. And so then the Eras Tour came on Disney Plus. And I was like, this is 3 hours of ambiance.
So if I just turn it down low enough, I won't be in my head singing the songs. I can keep reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've already played it, like, twice since it came out.
I think 3 times.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Okay. I mean, it's just, like, that is why Disney paid so much money for the rights to it.
And you do need, like, as much as it's, as fun as it is, like, for your ideal perfect week to imagine, like, going out and, like, doing something every day, like, you need one indoor night, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a dog, so Vegas wants me to hang out with him, too.
True.
Thursday. Thursday is Valley Junction Day, and I really hope, if you don't know Valley Junction, is there's a farmer's market on Thursday, where, like, you, they have music, people go and, like, walk around, there's, like, vendors and stuff, people bring their dogs.
Yeah, the way you said that, it reminded me of
the one.
Get, like,
he plays some music.
There's many interesting things that
he's gay.
That
there are many things
Willem,
that make him interesting.
What's his name?
Willem Dafoe.
That interview. That's, like, a TikTok joke now.
Anyway, so we did that, like, almost every Thursday last summer. Like, we did it pretty much every time we could. People bring their dogs. I would really, really like to bring Vegas there. And, like, I obviously am going to try. And, like, I think little by little before they start the farmer's market, I want to, like, when it gets nice out,
with the area.
Like, take him on walks over there. And, like, there's people generally, like, walking around anyways, mm-hmm. even when there's no farmer's market.
There's also, so I just want to have that book club over there in a while. One of these days, like, not the book club, the bookstore over there.
Mm-hmm.
Reading in public. I should, you know, one of these days, I should buy a book from there.
Support
because
local.
I've given them no business.
Mm-hmm. I made a TikTok about them. Or not TikTok. I made a reel about them. Maybe they got business from that.
True.
Speaking
of, you got a reel waiting to be posted.
I know. Isn't archived. That insane? I don't think it's even... I totally don't know if it's even fully narrated. Anyway, that's a story for another time. Yes. That's a story for another time. Okay. So then, my hope and dream is that Vegas may come with us to the farmer's market on Thursdays and be a good boy and not go crazy. And, like, okay, here's the thing. When I took him to dog park today, he's off leash. He, like, mellows out pretty quickly. Like, he's not jumping on people. He'll, like, go up and say hey. He'll go up to other dogs and, like, you know, sniff around with them. He'll, like, play with them, you know, cause it's, like, mm-hmm. a play environment. But then I'm, like, when I'm going on walks in the neighborhood and, like, just walk by someone, sometimes he can be kind of, like, pew, like, trying to get to them. So, I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But I feel like we just need to expose him to it and he'll get better. That's my hope. And then we can do our farmers markets with Vegas and I'm not limited. So I'm trying to, like, enhance, you know, like, I'm a dog owner. My dog does things with me. I don't want to leave him home if I don't have to. So that's just my hope and dream for Thursdays.
That leaves our last day of the work week. And then, you know, weekends are, who knows what, ideally, honestly, like, I'm heading out of town, but, like, it could be to wherever. It could be to the lake in the summer. It could be to a weekend trip somewhere. It could be driving distance, or I got my whole list on my phone of weekend getaways that I'm, like, keep these in mind just as able.
Mm-hmm. Friday, honestly, like, we don't really do anything on Friday. Like, it could be, like, a repeat of a Wednesday. I think that, like, we're both just, like, so satisfied knowing that, like, we don't have to work the next day. Yeah. Like, we don't feel the need to get out and do something.
I feel like this is going to be, like, not as feasible, like, come summer. Because, like, I feel like now with our basement getting done, like, all of our, like, quote-unquote home projects kind of, like, are done. But, like, I do always love having a home project just to, like, feel like I am going home and, like, doing something. So it's been nice and fun, I think, anyways, to, like, have the basement to look forward to. Like, you know, coming home, I was like, I'm going to paint the basement. That's going to feel like I'm checking something off, like, my to-do list, getting something accomplished. Doesn't really, like, I can't think of anything home project-wise that we would have going on in the summer.
Something I think can be kind of nice is just, like, sitting outside in our backyard more often in the summer. Like, we didn't really do that last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having Vegas also, like, he likes to be outside. And so, like, there have even been times where it's been, like, nicer out that I've, like, gone and sat outside, like, when he's been outside. It's kind of nice.
Little family makes outing. Makes us almost rethink, like, you know, he loves that outdoor couch at Paws and Pints so much. Maybe we need to rethink our deck patio furniture. Yeah.
He does like it. I peeked my head out. It was starting to get cold when, like, the sun started going down today. And he was, like, in the... There's, like, three tiers to Paws and Pints where it's, like, the indoor dog park, the initial outdoor dog park, and then, like, a big backyard space where, like, he was running and roaming around. He liked it a lot. But he was, like... I was on the inside one at the end, and then he was, like, in the middle outside one. And I peeked out. I was, like, where's he at? He's on, like, the far couch next to someone. I'm, like, okay. I'll go back inside.
So, something to consider. Because, like, we don't really, like, we got, like, a free small table and chairs. Haven't used them. Just because, like, haven't really felt inclined or invited to.
Like, imagine, like, what if he just wants to set himself out there?
And then we'd get some peace as well.
Okay. Otherwise, like, other weekend stuff, like, not going out of town, I'm, like, book club. You know, can be part of my ideal weekend. We have book club coming up this week.
I know, it's going to be our first, like, actual one where, like, we've all read a book now. It's actually crazy because, like, I know it's been a little over a month, but, like, it kind of feels like it's been a while. It's been, like, I don't know, 5-6 weeks. Mm-hmm.
We need to finish prepping stuff. It's, like, hard because we're, like, waiting. We sent out a Google form. We talked about how we're going to be so organized. We're waiting on two responses because I don't think that they've finished the book yet, but I'm like, I need to figure out, like, what food are we doing? Like, you know, I need to finish prepping stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point a decision will just need to be made. And this time around, I'm going to try to be better about, like, I want to do, like, some sort of TikTok or reel about hosting book club. And I tried to do that first one, and, like, it was just, we were crushed for time.
We were, yeah.
And so, like, I am not mad at myself for, like, not being able to get clips because it was, like, on a Monday night. And so, like, I got home from work kind of late. We podcasted that same day, and, like, we went to book club. It was crazy. This is going to be on a Sunday, and so I should have
all day.
Ample time to prepare. Vegas will be here this time, so that's kind of scary. But
I don't know if you can see him, but after all the chaos of what he's done with, I don't know, hopefully you guys didn't pick up on it too much. There's probably more cuts in this than normal. But he is finally resting like a little angel now on the couch beside me.
So, was this helpful to take him to the dog park? I have no idea. Any other, like, things that you'd want to do on a weekend? I typically, since I only work out twice a week during the work week, because Megan does, like, three of the mornings, and then I typically just do two mornings, I try and get four workouts in total. So, if I have only done two workouts in the work week, I'll try and work out Saturday and Sunday. Ideally, I do that, like, closer to being in the morning. Like, in my ideal world, it is... I usually wake up with Vegas on both weekend days, typically.
And then he'll usually settle down around 8 again.
And I'm like, okay, I guess we should go to the gym. Just because then it's like, oh, like, it's as if I was going to work. And then I shower there, do the whole, like, hair thing. Sometimes I'll hot tub on the weekend because now I got time. I don't have to rush to work. So in that sense, it can be kind of nice. Go to Barnes & Noble.
Love Barnes & Noble. Jumping back to our basement, I think, because Sierra and I want to put a bookshelf of some sort down there, I think we have decided that we are going to make the basement our sci-fi and fantasy genres. So we'll have to do, like, some reorganizing to, like, get all the books we have. I low-key, like, there's plenty of fantasy books I've read on my Kindle that I'm like, I could buy physical copies of those. So we'll see. And I used to be someone that, like, I didn't get that. But, like, I get it now. I get it in the sense that, like, there's a different... I want the physical books as just, like, part of my collection. But that there is something so easy and accessible about reading it on the Kindle. Mm-hmm. But I want to be able to see them.
Yeah. It's a collection.
It's a discussion, talking point.
Like, I just, I love sitting and just staring at them.
Sierra and I do that often. So, yeah.
I'm so excited for you guys to see the basement as it continues to come together. And, like, also, like, the final reveal. I'm, like, I'm excited for my final reveal. Because, like, we, you know, we have this vision of what it's going to look like with, like, all the stuff that we're buying. And, like, you know, mood board put together. But until it's all official, especially with, like, that back seating area, we don't fully know.
We're not sure what's going on right there until the couch comes.
Like, technically, bookshelf, we have ideas, but we don't fully know which one we're going to buy yet. And, like, mm-hmm. I'm just excited for it to hopefully all come together, and hopefully it lives up to all of our wildest dreams.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening. You can rate us. You can go watch the video version. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can just search According To and you should be able to find it. We have been busy with traveling and whatnot, but we do know the Instagram still exists for this podcast, and we will try to be better about...
So, bear with us.
We're just two girls.
It's just simply two girls.
And we're busy people just like all of you. And sometimes just getting the podcast done in and of itself
is a win.
Is enough.
We will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.